Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. And so I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. I mean, our running back sitting right over here. Come on over. And it just couldn't be better. Like I said, you pray for things. Our fans prayed for this type of thing, and now we're in the middle of it. So enjoy it. You're 10-1. You're getting ready. You got a bye week. You get to watch half the country lose, and there's no way we can lose Saturday. And then you play the Egg Bowl. And go dominate that and keep that Egg Bowl trophy home where it's been for a long time.
All righty. That felt rehearsed from Lane. That was very odd. That whole, like, because he's normally very sort of dismissive, right? Like, it felt like he was leaning way too much into, hey, Ole Miss, you know, Egg Bowl, this is so huge for us. Like, feels like he's definitely hiding something.
I mean, it's been reported that his family's made these trips to
right.
Gainesville and to Baton Rouge, and so, of course, he's going to sound uncomfortable if you're not going to address it, which he didn't,
right.
Which you'd hope Pat McAfee would say, well, okay, well, this is happening. Looks like you're looking. You have your family there. It's been reported by Stuart Mandel of The Athletic that, you know, Lane was not on the trip, and we get that, but the family was. And so what it looks like in terms of to the rest of the college football world is that you are shopping. You are looking at both of these options that you've got, and you're doing it while you're leading this Ole Miss team. I mean, that's the reality of things. I think are there pictures out there even of this? So you can't deny it. He can't put that. That's why did he address it later on in the interview? I'm curious because that's out there.
I don't really think
that your family went down to both places, and so. A source confirmed that LSU sent a private plane for Kiffin's family to visit Baton Rouge on Monday, and the Kiffins took a similar trip to Gainesville the day before. I mean, it's obvious what's happening here, but he's not addressing it. That's why McAfee's a perfect sort of platform to go out on and trumpet that, yeah, oh, it's business as usual, because it doesn't seem like there's going to be any follow-up question to, well, certainly doesn't look like it's as usual. Certainly looks like you're at least looking at your options when your family is going.
Right.
That's why that would be significant.
Right.
Not just sending, you know, anybody, some representative of you.
Most coaches are always, like, bad at this. Like, they don't know how to.
I figured he'd be better because
yes.
This has been ongoing now for weeks. You've been the hottest, the number one guy for weeks at all these, and mentioned in all these spots. And it was weird because I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he was asked about what makes a program good. I'm not exactly sure how you heard that answer.
Uh-huh.
And he went into all these things. That was sort of like, you know, what you'd say you need if you were telling a president and an AD, yeah, I'll come take the job. Here's what I need.
Yep.
I mean, it's just weird. And so if you're Ole Miss, sure. I mean, that's done everything for him to this point. But obviously, you're beholden to him.
Yes.
It's the question I asked Jess. I think they're handling it right because he's been so public. Now that you have the reports of the families out there, if you're Ole Miss, you got to put something out there, right? I think they're handling this the right way.
Yeah.
I agreed with Jess there.
Yeah, I mean,
probably gonna lose him. Looks like
it does. No? Feel, it does
feel different
like
now.
It does feel that way for sure. It feels like all the momentum is on him leaving.
The word is that, I mean, if Florida's willing to make him the highest paid coach in the country, and you're down in Florida, isn't this the time to go? You may never be hotter, John. You know, these openings that are there now. You know, I mean, there's Oxford and there's Florida. And you might say, okay, well, the expectations are different at Florida. They've long been removed from being that contender. They still have them.
Yeah.
That said, he can own it.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, I mean, can Ole Miss not match? Can Ole Miss not – can they not pay him to be the highest paid coach as well? I would argue that they should. I mean, this is the time for them.
They got funny stuff down in Mississippi with the money about what they can do state, right? Mm-hmm. There's a cap.
That's correct.
It. Yes. I think that might factor in. I'm not sure.
There's a cap.
So over the years, there's been a four-year maximum deal clause with the state legislature.
Gotcha.
And this includes the Mississippi State head coach, who those are the two highest paid employees in the whole state.
But if you're Ole Miss, could you really justify doing that if he hasn't won you one yet? You know, even if you could work it around.
They could probably do a workaround. I'm sure some smart person could figure that out. But you're right, Jason. Been a thing.
Are you right to hand him off to and make him, okay, well, that's an offer we can't match.
I'm with
John on
this.
The highest paid.
But all in to get this done.
This is AI overview. So you know, I don't know how, you know,
what they say.
But they say that they work around that 4-year maximum with an automatic extension clause.
I gotcha. Like a Silverfield deal.
Right. Basically, his deal is through 2035 right now.
I see.
You know, like I don't know what the benchmarks are, but I mean, I suppose you know there is a difference because the automatic clause does not mean guaranteed money.
Right. You're giving salary through an extended deadline beyond
the
contract.
You're saying if you're here, you will get this year. Yeah. But if you would get, you know, if for whatever reason it went south and you got fired, you would only be owed 4 years of your deal.
Ole Miss got to figure this out.
I could be wrong on that, but I think that would make sense to me. Yeah. That's you know.
Ole Miss, I just think might get Memphis here, where there's just still a higher level than you. I know we've said a lot about
unreal.
How jobs are the same now, but. I don't know, man. He hasn't won one yet. I get that this is the highest they've ever been. They probably feel like they can win it with him.
So hard to
get
back.
Florida is in desperation mode. They're ready to shake up college football and say, we're back.
Yeah.
So I get it on their side in terms of, you're going to make this guy the highest paid coach in the country, and he hasn't, you know, hasn't produced a national champion yet.
Dang.
But I don't know. Ole Miss, you're going to have a lot of guys, you know, who they could get in that spot now because that level of jobs has been raised up clearly.
Yeah.
Probably higher, but we'll see. I don't think you can turn – I don't know if it's number one and you're in Florida, I don't think Lane can turn it down.
Yeah, I mean, obviously LSU's in the mix as well. I mean, you have two jobs here that, you know, I mean, I think LSU, for my money, would be a better job than Florida because they have done it more recently than Florida. And you're fighting with nobody in Louisiana. Like,
right.
You're still fighting Miami. You're still fighting Florida State if they ever get it rolling again.
You kind of it's asking for somebody to come in there and take it over is what it looks like. I mean, Mario, you know, he fails in November. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. Mike Norvell is off the chain. If they don't move on from him now, they're just saying we want to remain dead. Goalish, just disappointed.
Yep.
So there's an opportunity for Lane to go in there as the hottest dude in the country and take it over, including with this momentum that he's got. All these recruits are looking at him.
Yeah.
If Lane's coming to Florida, if he wants to, he could say, I'm taking over.
Yeah. Yeah, he could.
So I don't think that's anything that scares him in terms of what's down there in Florida right now.
Well, and then you probably have
Lane
to
Kiffin.
Deal with, you know, Georgia probably there on the border as well.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, you're going to get all the NIL in the world, so – whether you go to Florida or LSU, it just does feel like Ole Miss has taken the third position on this, you know, on this board here. It just doesn't feel like there's a lot of momentum for him to stay right now.
Yeah, they're scared now. I mean, once your family's going to these spots, after the other.
But if I had to say, I would figure it out. If I'm Ole Miss, I'd figure it out. I'd make him the highest paid because you're not going to be able to come close with the next hire. It feels like to what Lane has brought to Oxford. Because
don't disagree with that.
It's just like, you've set it up. You know, I think you expected it to go well, but you've set it up. He's not made a playoff. He's on pace to make a playoff. But like, there's just no guarantee that the next guy isn't going to be anywhere as good as Lane. You know, I mean, who are you getting? And so I would do everything if he wants to leave after we offer him the highest paid, you know, to be the highest paid coach in college football, then that's his prerogative. But I would not lose Lane Kiffin because I cheaped out. I would make him leave because he just wanted to go to Florida or LSU. You know, that's just, you know, and again, I don't know what their money situation is there, but I mean, honestly, if you don't have it now, you're never going to have it, because this is like peak for Ole Miss football. Like, you're knocking down the door of the playoff. So if they don't have it, they just don't have it, and that's another discussion. But I would do everything within my power to try to, you know, keep him there for finances. Again, it could be a bigger conversation. It could be about other things. You know, everybody keeps talking about high school recruiting. You know, they're like, oh, you can't recruit high school at Ole Miss. You can recruit high school at Florida. You can recruit high school at LSU, which, you know, I obviously would not argue that because of the state talent disparity. But, I mean, if you can do it through the portal, it to me feels like the same thing. And that's what he's been doing at Ole Miss. So, anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Lane Kiffin. No deadline of November 28th, it sounds like, according to what he said on, you know, on Pat Matt. And I would say that makes sense. Like, I don't know how Ole Miss would be in a position to say, you better give us an answer by November 28th or else, or what? What? You gonna fire me? What are you going to do? Like, your offer isn't valid to me? Like, Ole Miss really has no leverage in this situation. So,
well, I mean, only if they're going to say, we're not going to make him number one. If they're coming at it like you're saying, we're going to do whatever's possible. But if they're also coming at it like a Memphis
right.
in this situation, I know it's different because that's
right.
a blue blood that John left for. But if they're already saying, we're not going to make you number one, we can't do that, then they're fine with sort of let us know, because what they're doing right now is getting embarrassed in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Lane is out here on McAfee saying nothing's going on, and yet they've got the AD getting calls about the family being in. That's what's really going on
right.
in Baton Rouge and Gainesville. That's now there are reports out there from On3 and reputable sources. And so he's embarrassing them in a way. Some would argue he should be allowed to run it his way,
yeah.
look at options. These are potentially life-changing options for Lane Kiffin,
totally.
Who's put Ole Miss football in a place it's never been. I would probably lean that way towards, you better be careful. That's right. He's probably earned this, the right to sort of do it. And if he wants to say, hey, it ain't happening while he's got his family there, that's we're going to be fine with that. But know that those calls are coming. You're going to have rich donors saying he's embarrassing us, and you've got to be the one, I guess Keith Carter in this sense, that's fielding those calls and mm-hmm. saying whether or not. What do you think they're asking him? They're saying, is he staying or is he going? And
Absolutely.
So that's the point.
Yeah.
And if Keith Carter's got a line that says, well, we can't get this high, can we?
Right.
Donor, you ready to do this? And I'm imagining that's probably a no from them, right?
Right.
To go up to number one when he has it. You'll make him higher paid than Kirby? You know, Ole Miss? That's a whole new stratosphere for them.
It is.
Now, he's raised them to
right.
an excited level. I just don't know if they're there. So,
well, they got
to
decide
That's why I think I'm fine. Just like Jess, I'm kind of on that Jess side. Jessica Benson, we asked her about it. I'm in that same boat. If they want to handle it this way, that's fine. I mean, Eli can go there and do the same thing. He's going to win a national championship? No. But if Ole Miss has raised up this level now where it's helped Lane, who is a magnet, but it's helped him, as you've continued to point out, get one of the top transfer portal classes. You're going to have a lot of other coaches that say, I can go there and do that and at least make the college football playoff. That would probably keep Ole Miss fans happy.
Yes, yes. Now, maybe they've said, hey, you've got our offer. You know what we can do.
Like, I mean, there's a part of me respects that, right? Yeah. Especially when you got your family down there and, you know, but publicly on McAfee, you're saying you're with us?
Yeah.
That, I mean, you're speaking out of two sides there. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean,
and that's Lane. I mean, ask Tennessee fans, right? I mean, ask Tennessee fans,
I mean,
how that went.
You sign up for it with Lane Kiffin when he gets you to this point. It makes you're hot, hotter than ever.
Right.
But so is he.
Right.
And he is not tied to you. This
no.
is still, I mean, I'll just be, I love what he's done. I respect what they've done. It's still Mississippi, man. I mean, Mississippi holding on to, they're going to have the highest paid coach in the country.
It would be a new level for them. Yeah. It would be, and again, I mean, they're paying him 8.75 right now. They'd have to pay him, I think, what, 13.5?
Yeah,
they'd have to, you know, basically go up by 60%. I mean, they probably can't do that. It would, you know, because if they did, maybe he'd be there right now. We wouldn't be having these conversations. But yeah, I mean, also Lane is—he's a nomad. I mean, he goes from
right,
the Raiders to the Vols to USC.
Gets
fired there, goes to, you know, Alabama, then FAU, now Ole Miss. I mean, he's been at Ole Miss longer than I would have thought. I mean,
I've
said that, you know, a few times.
And like, this may be the hottest he ever gets.
Right. It feels like if you are turning down Florida and LSU, you're not leaving. Like, you've made a decision in your mind that I am going to be at Ole Miss, and you know, like the Tommy Tuberville line, you're gonna have to take me out here in a pine box. Because if you're not leaving for Florida LSU, what the hell are you leaving for at that point? I mean,
oh, he could get, I mean, if he wanted, he could have gotten Penn State, everything.
Right.
I mean, it's as hot as you're ever going to be. He's number one in everybody's mouth.
Right, right.
And if you're not going to move now, then to your point, why would you? This seems like the opportunity.
Yes, because, I'm, you know, from his perspective, he's like, listen, I have Ole Miss. I've got them. I've won 10 games or more 3 years in a row, and we're probably about to go to the playoff. You know, this is rare air for this program, right? Like, so I can only go down. I can't go better. I can only get worse from here. Now, I would argue that Ole Miss can probably keep it there, but he's the one that's in the trenches every day. He knows better than I would in terms of the sustainability of it. And I, you know, obviously, you know, there's such an appetite and hunger at Florida and LSU historically over many, 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 many generations.
You said, he's always moved.
But yeah, he's also always moved. Like,
and this 5 years, what it probably does represent maybe the longest he stayed somewhere.
Now, look, I mean,
USC 3 years, I guess, four seasons, 3 years.
He's also, you know, 50. And I think, you know, this particular era, he has, I believe he's gotten sober. He doesn't drink anymore. Like, he's focused very much on his, you know, self, you know, health and all that. And so I do think that's an element here that, you know, does matter. But yeah, like, he's always bounced around. And so, you know, he's, I don't want to call him a vagabond because he did get fired from USC and he had to kind of go rehabilitate his career. But yeah, I mean, Ole Miss has never been perceived as oh man, this is it. This is where the end of the road is. You stay at Ole Miss forever. You know, he would be an originator in that way. I thought there was a chance if they could get him where he needed to be, but if the financials aren't there, then they're just not there, and you got to do what you got to do. So we'll see what that decision ultimately is. Any problem?
Man, what does this do to the team?
That's what I was going to ask.
When it's this big,
is
this not a huge distraction for the guys?
There's thought that he would have to leave before the playoff, right? Like, if he takes another job, Florida or LSU, he'd have to leave before that happens. What do you make of that? Like, leaving your team that you take to the playoff?
I don't know. It's tough. I said about Silverfield that hopefully he would stay through if at that time he had beaten the teams he could have beaten and you were still in the college football playoff.
That was a lifetime ago.
I don't know. That's a little bit more high profile in terms of the job you're taking, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, you got to go get the job started, but
right, and they're going to demand it because, and they're going to have the power to because of who they are getting you. So
Brian Kelly took the LSU job when Notre Dame was fifth in the college football playoff rankings. With the conference championship game.
I don't know. I'd just play the whole, I think I would lean toward play the speech that you owe it to those men that you, at least it's transactional, but you committed yourself to them.
Right.
And you owe it to them. This is a chance for them. What are we talking about here? This ain't like Memphis where it's one and done. You're just happy to be in there. You could make a run.
Yep.
This Ole Miss team has been an unbelievable season for them. I didn't think, frankly, it could go any higher than it had, and then here we are, higher.
Yep.
So if I think he owes it to them, and they, you know, to stay through it, but I realize that's setting somebody back.
Yeah, Justin Fuente, all way back when, wanted to coach that Birmingham Bowl, but Memphis did not allow it. That was the word at the time, that they declined that offer. So
I mean, I get it, but you murdered Paxton with that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think they deserve to kind of go out together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but Memphis did not see it that way. Memphis wanted to move on.
I mean, I understand why Memphis wanted to move on.
Right.
Because you feel jilted.
Right. It's weird with the guy that's like. And in fairness, that's just the Birmingham Bowl, all right? That's the crappy iron, you know.
You're losing them to a power, you know. At that time, what, Power 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
You say, how about that big, we got to talk about that big deal Pac-12 got.
Oh, I missed it.
We don't know the numbers yet. But
oh, the media deal?
It's all done, baby.
Okay. I thought they already got that done.
But like officially done.
Got it. They announced it.
Yeah, we still don't have numbers on what each school's getting.
I guess we'll never find those.
Well, we had to piece it together.
Right, right. I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if Lane Kiffin is just trying to get the most money out of Ole Miss or if he's on his way out. But he went on Pat McAfee and said no ultimatum from the school, at least.
Scary now.
So we shall see.
Ole Miss about to feel how we felt back in 09.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.